Hello, everyone. Let me first introduce ourselves. It's me, Anna, and Ines.
Hello.
We'll be having a debate about a very controversial topic, which is ethnic minorities here in Budapest. But we're mostly interested in your opinions, so we're going to have a discussion with some valuable students from the Edvard Laurent University, who are going to answer our questions as well. We want to ask if there are possibilities to change the way how our society treats ethnic minorities in different ways, and who has the preconditions than the students of the country. In further times, students were known as the ones who started a revolution, who stood up as well for their rights, and are interested in political activities. They had the power to influence, to change, and to be modern. But what are our students in these times, and how would the students define themselves here in Hungary? So, why did we choose the topic of ethnic minorities? In times of globalization, every nation and every country gets more and more connected to it. It's getting harder to talk about Hungarians, French or Italians, because in every country are living more nationalities than just one. Also, programs like Erasmus starts to connect the young generations. But here in Budapest are also living people who are known as a minority, like the Jewish and the Roma people. So, Ines will start to ask you some questions about the Jewish people who are living here, and I will continue with the Roma people. In the end, we will summarizing our results. Now, Ines has the floor to start with his questions.
Hello, everybody. So, I'm going to ask a couple of questions that you might be interested in, and I wonder what kind of question and what kind of answers you're going to reply. So, Jewish people in Budapest. So, Bori, do you think Jewish people are a minority in society, or is just their religion which is a minority?
I think they are just in the minority in their religion only, because we don't know who are the Jewish people, because they often don't want to admit their origin. So I think who admit and keep this religion and read this tradition, they are in minority. But okay, we don't know their number exactly.
So do you have any Jewish friends or classmates here at the university, and how do you express their characteristic features?
Well, I don't think I have any Jewish friends. Maybe they are, but I don't know. I don't really ask people what their religion is or what are their ethnic background, but I don't think I know any Jewish people.
Bori, what sort of difficulties does the Jewish community experience, in your opinion, in Budapest, and are there even some?
I think the Jewish community experience some difficulties because of their religion, firstly, because some people can't accept their religion. It could be strange for them, these traditions, what they keep.
How do you think Jewish people are represented, and what kind of image do they have in society?
I think it's pretty hard to recognize Jewish people, because most of them, especially the young Jewish people, don't wear their traditional clothes and beard and hats and things like that. But the older Jewish people and the Orthodox, they do wear traditional clothes and the Jewish clothes. So I think they just look like other people, other religion people.
Esther, is the forgotten community? What do you think about?
I don't think people forget them, especially people who are very stereotypical. They don't forget them. I know some people who call rich people Jews, not because they are actually Jews, just because they are rich. So I don't think the stereotypes are forgotten, but I don't think people actually meet them on the street.
Why does people feel hostile to this group, being enemy against this?
There are some stereotypes to the Jewish people, which is not true, or not always true, but they create, some people create these stereotypes, like, I don't know, they don't spend money easily, or they selfish, or something like that. But I think these things are true, can be true all of the society and not only for the Jewish people. And I think it's it has become some kind of fashion that we feel some negative emotions to Jewish people. Or the big part of the society feel this.
Did you ever witness an incident in which a Jewish person involved?
I have never seen any incident, but I have heard in television, for example, in France, people committed something against Jewish people, but I have never seen any incident against a Jewish person.
Okay, now I'm handing over the microphone on Anna.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's very interesting that you're talking about stereotypes, but I think we're coming back to this topic a little bit later. And, okay, I will go on with the Roma people here in Budapest, or they're also called gypsies. And I will ask mostly the same questions as Ines. So, okay, let's start with the first question. What is your image of Roma people?
I think the image of Roma people that they are very, they live very free, and they, most of them are very direct and brave, and they live in very big families. The family is very important for them. I think this is the most important thing for them, and they are starting family very early. So this is my image, firstly.
And why do you think they starting the family so early, or why do you think the family is so important for them?
I think it's a kind of tradition to them. To all of the mothers are very young, and the mothers told to their daughters that it's the most important thing to establish family very early, or start a family very early. And for example, learning or work or care are not as important to them as other people in the society, but family is the most important to them, for them.
So you also think they have a stable life, so it's not like they're living in kind of tents, or they living in flats, and they have normal relationships, and they are also hardworking persons. Do you think like this?
I think they don't have stable living conditions. They have flats, but I think they live only with other Roma people, so they don't have a connection to other people most of the time. And they live smaller towns or smaller cities most of the time. And they have relationships mostly with other Roma people. And I think they are hardworking people, but not as responsible.
Okay, and how would you imagine Roma people here in Budapest? Because you said that they're living in small towns. And what about the Roma people here?
Yes, in Budapest there are also a lot of Roma people, and they have relationships with other people because it's a large city. And I think the living conditions maybe are better here in Budapest.
And Esther, would you think it's their fault that they're isolating themselves when they just have relationships with each other and just work with each other, so they have a common area where they're living, just the Roma people itself?
I think it's a little bit the fault of society too, because we are isolating them from ourselves too, and it's hard to make connections with other people if they are not willing to make connections with you. So that's probably why they live together, they work together. So it's our fault too, not just theirs.
And does one of you have Roma friends or classmates here at the university? Or do you know?
At the university, I think we haven't got, or in our group we haven't got, but for example, among my classmates there were a lot of Roma people, and one of my best friends, for example, was a Roma girl, and I had a lot of Roma friends as well, so in the high school and in the elementary school, I think all of us had.
But they didn't go to the university, or how did you lose your contact to them?
I think most of them started to work after the high school immediately, and that's why they didn't go. But some of them go to university or this school after the high school, but not university, so they continue to learn.
Do you think that Roma people are well represented within the society or even in the government?
They have an opportunity to get into the, when there are elections, there are elections for the minorities too. And the Roma people are the biggest minority, so they have the most representatives in the government. But I don't really know if the results of the elections, so I don't know if they can actually sit there and vote in different kind of questions, or they are only consultants. Because if they don't get enough votes, I think they can only be there as consultants.
Roma people definite themselves as another ethnic group. They even identify or separate themselves in three different groups. So why are they doing this? Maybe it's their own fault that they're isolated? Or do you think it's good that they have three kinds of groups?
I think it's important them because of the culture they have in these three different groups. Because as I know, these three different groups has completely other cultures and maybe other language, and that's why it's very important to them. But I don't think that they isolated themselves like in this way.
But if they even have an own language, then maybe it's hard to communicate with them. Or
most of them speak Hungarian, so it's usually easy to communicate with them.
They have a language, but most of them speak only Hungarian because their parents didn't teach the traditional Roma language to them. So I think mostly the older people know the traditional Roma language.
So why do you think people feel hostile to this group?
Maybe because of in every society people feel this into the minorities, because they're afraid of them, they don't know them completely, and that's why they're afraid of the thing that they don't know. And I think it's a solution would be to get to know to these groups and get to know to their cultures.
May I interrupt your speech a bit? Before you go on questioning our guests here, I would like to add something to the question list, and if you don't mind. Well, recently I heard some discourses in a TV program which said that most of the crimes happen in Budapest, that the Jewish people involved in it. Gypsies involved in it. So what do you think about this? Is it true or not?
Well, I don't really know, because any time I see some report like this, like when they actually report a crime, they don't really say the ethnicity of the person. So I don't automatically assume that it was a gypsy. I think it was some other person who doesn't know how to behave. But I don't know. Okay, so because of this, I don't know if it's a true thing that most crimes are committed by them.
I think it's could be a stereotype, like against the Jewish people as well, and against the Roma people as well. And in another part, it could be true. But now I think it's only the stereotype, because the other part of the society can also do illegal things.
Do you know how these kind of stereotypes can be created?
I think because of their living conditions. And I think that can be true because their living conditions are worse. So they have to, sometimes they have to do things that's illegal just to stay alive. But I think not Roma people also commit wrongs, not only Roma people, so sometimes that's a stereotype.
And do you have any ideas how the society could defend these stereotypes, these stereotypical thinking? What can we do against this?
I think the biggest mistake Hungarians usually make that they blame other people for their own mistakes. It's also in personal life, like we like to blame other people for our mistakes, but when it comes to our history, it's the same. So, but with I know with Romas, they came in and they had a different living style. They were used to moving from a place to another, and people didn't really like it. So that's why that it was hard for them to settle down, because they used to live like that. And then it was hard for them to get jobs. So it started a long time ago. But with Jews, they came in, they were merchants, because they couldn't get, because most of the Hungarians were working on the fields. So Jews were the merchants. And they managed to get more money from trading goods than people working on the fields. So people were like, okay, because I am poor, because I don't have a good job, because I have to be working on the fields because I'm a peasant, then it's not fair that people who are not Hungarian have the money. But it's they saw an opportunity and they took it. So Hungarians could have been like, okay, I don't want to be like nobles. They could have said that, okay, I don't want to be a ruler of a bunch of peasants. I want to go and trade goods and get more money that way. But they didn't take that opportunity. So these stereotypes come from a long time ago, and that's why people nowadays only say things like, oh, the Jews have all the money because they took it all, but the Hungarians didn't take on the opportunity, the Jews did, so it's not their fault that.
But this is such an old thinking, and don't you think that people in these times are more modern and think in another way?
I think Hungarians are very conservative. They don't like to change things, so it's very hard for them. Like, a lot of times, even now with political elections, they only see two opportunities. They only see two political groups. There are a bunch of other smaller ones, but they only see that two big one. They are not like, okay, I don't like this one, I don't like that one, then I'm going to vote for the third one. No, there's only these two. So they are not really thinking in new opportunities.
Yeah, we've also found an internet page with a which is called Code Switch, Frontiers of Race, Culture and Ethnicity, where a survey from 2011 is presented, and what says that many Hungarians share anti-Roma sentiments, with 60% believing that criminality was in Gypsy blood. So, yeah, as you said, it's still the same. The thinking is still the same. But do you know, how we can change it? So your friends and your parents and your relatives, would you say, okay, no, you don't have to think like this. You have to change your way of thinking. Would you protest it, and would you stay up for another opinion that it has to be changed the way they're thinking?
I always try to talk at home about this, that if you meet someone who does something bad or who is not a pleasant person, then it's that person who's not a pleasant person, not every single person who's behind him. But what's very weird, that my little brother used to have, while they were going to the same school, a Roma friend, and they were very good friends. But at home, he would sometimes talk bad things about Romas, and I was like, one of your best friends is a Roma, but he is different. So oh. why couldn't all of them be different? So I don't really understand why. Even if they see a positive example, they can't think about, like, maybe most of them are good.
So would you say there's not enough clarification about Roma people?
It maybe would be good if, for example, in the schools, teachers would speak about these things or try to do something in the lessons. And I think in the Hungarian education, it's absolutely missing. And only the family or friends or your little society has the chance to influence you. And it's not always the right influence you get from your own society.
The reason why we first talked about the Jewish people and after this about the Roma people is that we want to ask you if you can see any connection or similarities of Roma and Jewish people, also in connection with the history and especially with the Holocaust during the Second World War. So how are Roma and Jewish people connected? Can you imagine something like this?
Well, like, I don't really see a big connection. They're both minorities, but one is a bigger minority than the other one.
Which minority is bigger?
Romas. It's a bigger group of people, but I can't really see a straight connection between them. Except for both being involved in the Holocaust, both being minorities. Otherwise, I don't really see.
I think they are similar because they are both separated and insulted, and especially in the last century. But nowadays, I think the Romas are insulted more than the Jewish people, because you can see that who is Roma and who is not. But as I said before, the Jewish people don't wear traditional clothes and things like that. So I think they are just similar because of the role in the Holocaust.
And how would you imagine a specific future of Roma people here in Hungary?
The best would be if they would be totally part of the society, and they could have all of the chance what the other part of the society has. So they could do the same things in the parliament as well, or in the government, because I think, for example, in the education or in the carer life, they have, or I would like to think that they have the same rights what the other part of the society, and have all of the chance.
I think I mostly agree with Boris, so we should try to accept them more, and they should try to accept us more too, because they have also a very big history of being hated, and that's very hard to forget. So it's a job for both groups, so we have to forget hating them, and they have to forget being hated, which is very hard. But and I don't know how specifically how can you make this change. So it's a very hard thing.
I think it's the leader's responsibility to make their living conditions better. And if they will live better, maybe we can accept them more.
Yeah, but it sounds like that you're not accepting poor people here in the country.
Yes, I accept them. I had two classmates and we were friends. So I accept if they are working hard and if they are working with responsible. But I think, yes, that's the more important step, that we have to make their conditions better.
Okay, so thank you very much. Do you want to ask?
Oh, well, maybe more? I can add in one more question to it, because it was a good topic that you mentioned in the last question. Personally, I want to add my opinion to it, that I can't really agree with the opinion that the Romans people are judged by the citizens of the Hungary. I mean, let's say the people in Hungary, that metropolitan people, judging the Roman people. That's because of their living condition, as you mentioned in the before. So, but don't you think that this thought might affect the Roman people, their opinion, how they changed, how they're affected by this aspect? I mean, so, well, if I would be, I could totally be impressed by this opinion. So I couldn't even would like to work in Hungary, in the border of Hungary. That's because of this stereotypic, well, the feeling of outcast. I don't think that make people really happy in society. So maybe that's because they are actually push themselves away from the society, not to do anything.
It's very hard. I think it depends on the people, how they, if they live up to what other people say about them. When I was in high school, I was bullied. Everyone said that, and I was also bullied by my dad. He said that I'm lazy, that I'm not working hard enough, and that I'm not bringing home straight A's, so I'm not a good person. And I could have just sat there and be like, okay, it's totally true what he's saying about me, and I'm not even going to try. But I continued on trying, and in the end, I'm sitting here in a university, so I did accomplish something. I don't know why did I keep on pushing. So that's a good question. I don't know why did I keep on pushing. We should maybe find some power like this, like that could give that could, they are in a similar situation, so they could be like, okay, I don't care that people what people say about me, but I have to keep on trying, because there's going to be once an opportunity when I can show them that everything you're saying is not true. But you have to have a lot of power to go through with it.
That's a really long step. So a really difficult step, actually, yes. You're claiming.
Yeah.
So in regards of the being a minority in society, you have to change a lot to accomplish it. Anna?
I think we're going to finish our debate. Thank you for listening to us here at the April 97 Radio. And many thanks to our guests, to Esther, Vera, and Bori.
Thank you for your attention.
Yes. Thanks.